Month of June is my favorite month. Of course, June is my favorite person, too. But the month of June, I think, is my favorite month. And there it goes. We're into July, and the update at 7 o'clock is next, sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, along with the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts and craft and scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing for the entire family. We're headed toward a high of 75 later. It's 52 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court expected to rule this morning over whether former President Donald Trump has broad immunity over prosecution for any actions that he took as president. For any actions there, former top aide Steve Bannon reporting to prison today for his four-month sentence for refusing to testify before Congress about January 6th. Former Presidents Obama and Clinton among the Democrats doubling down, it said, on their support for Joe Biden even after last week's disastrous debate performance.
Political reports Biden's family is urging him to fire or demote top campaign aides for not preparing him to go on the attack and for overworking him before the debate. A new poll shows 72% of registered voters do not believe Biden has the mental or cognitive health necessary to serve as president.
ABC's M. Nguyen. Boeing agreeing to a deal with the Justice Department that would avoid a trial over 737 MAX crashes that killed hundreds of people. This is ABC News. A young Oklahoma entrepreneur is turning a kid's cliche into cash by joining the Chamber of Commerce.
Six-year-old Sue Ann LeMay saved her money from her lemonade stand she's operated for 4 years. Her mom urged her to pay the $10 dues to the Tunkhawa, Oklahoma Chamber of Commerce Exec Director Christy Crumride.
With her own money?
One, two, three.
A ribbon cutting for her new lemonade, hot dogs, and pizza business. What does LeMay really, really, really like doing?
I really, really, really like selling stuff.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Parent company of the movie rental service Redbox has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment reportedly hasn't paid employees in over a week. The company has at least $970 million in debt to a number of Hollywood studios. Walgreens and Walmart, the company's publishing arm that puts out the Chicken Soup series, is not affected by the bankruptcy filing. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Independence Day is just around the corner, and we all have family and friends that have served to guarantee our lives, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At the Creative Outlet, you can find scrapbooking supplies for all branches of the military to honor their service that guarantees our freedom. Our store hours are Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. This is Heather, owner of the Creative Outlet, hoping that you all have a safe and happy Independence Day.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
We will check forecast details for today and through the upcoming holiday week as well in just a moment. It is 5 minutes after 7 and 53 at WRCO, WRCE Studios.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the ultra-comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
It's a special day reserved for family food and fun. The Village of Lone Rock invites you to join in the celebration of our nation's independence Thursday, July 4th, with a big parade at 11, followed by the EMS Chicken Barbecue at the Fire Station and the First Lutheran Church Chicken Barbecue at Fireman's Park. The celebration includes great food and drink, Tuningo at 4, meat paddles and the big raffle at 6, and fireworks at dusk. No one celebrates the 4th of July like your friends and neighbors in Lone Rock. Today's forecast calls for a high of 75, and for tonight, turning cloudy. Showers likely later on, carrying into tomorrow, a high of 76. Wednesday, 84, with some sun developing and warm conditions. Here's your fourth forecast, a high of 83. During the day, partly cloudy and warm, and a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially from the evening hours on. Right now in Richland Center, we're on the way upward after a low of 50 with beautiful sunshine. It is 53 on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge.
When I
That's Lainey Wilson on WRCO. She's been one of the opening acts for the Rolling Stones, including last night in Chicago. Well, let's see. Some things to celebrate today. International Joke Day. That'll go along with the Chet's Chuckle for Chet's Feed Seed and such coming up in a little bit. International Chicken Wing Day. It's also Creative Ice Cream Flavor and National Ginger Snap Cookie Day. Ooh, good stuff. Lots of chances to salute our postal workers today, as it's also U.S. Postage Stamp Day, and Happy New Year! It's Happy New Year for, it's the second half of the year today, I guess, July 1st. It's National Television Heritage Day as well. On the 1st of July, here's Montgomery Gentry.
In your loving arms, and everything's gonna be all right. You're the one who took my hand, no one else could understand. You're the one who moves me
like nobody else can. It's your emotions glowing bright. So keep the fires burning and let it warm me through the night. You can be a part of me, 'cause you're what love was meant to be. You and me, baby, set this flame inside us free. You don't have to stay forever. Let's just put our hearts together, share another night in ecstasy.
On WRCO Radio. 718, we'll see if Hank Bray was very successful in accumulating any jokes over the weekend. And we'll see what's happening today in birthdays and anniversaries as well. Looks like we have a pretty good pile of those as we look now at July 1st. That's hard to believe. So we welcome in a new month here and get ready for a big 4th of July celebration in the various communities around the area.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Are you ready for a sizzling summer event? The Avoca Blue River Muscadine Lions Club proudly presents the Rib Fest, Sunday, July 14th at the Lion Shelter at Victoria Riverside Park from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. or until it's sold out. Enjoy a tantalizing slab of soggy bottom barbecue ribs for just $18, plus sides like potato salad, coleslaw, beans, and plenty of cold beverages. You can even get it to go, plus plenty of family fun. The Avoca Blue River Muscadine Lions Club Rib Fest, Sunday, July 14th from 11 until 2.
This is Michael Kaufman, former mayor of Richland Center, speaking to the people of the community on an important issue to all of us. Recently, the city of Richland Center has lost a staggering number of employees and department supervisors due to what has become an unfriendly work environment. In my previous mayoral position, I had the privilege to work with these experienced, hardworking people. It appears that our elected officials are not in tune as to what is happening, since they do not work day-to-day with these employees. The officials may not know what each person does in his or her job. The next city council meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, July 2nd at 6:30 p.m. At that time, the council will discuss the options of 1. Finding a new city administrator. 2. Replacing the current members of the Utility Commission, or 3. Dissolving the Utility Commission. I have served on that commission in the past and know the importance of having it in our community. The Red Board, which was created to help business development, has already been eliminated, and there is discussion about disbanding the Park Board as well. We need commissions and commissioners who are residents of the community. These members and volunteers have the best interests of the community at heart. I'm asking the members of the community to attend the meeting on Tuesday night, July 2nd, to voice their concerns. We all need to work together to make Richland Center the best it can be, a pleasant community in which to live and work. This announcement was authorized and paid for by Michael Kaufman on behalf of our community.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering Gamma Guard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Muller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning, Philip.
Hank Bray, ladies and gentlemen.
Calm down, ladies. Calm down. Get off the window.
Oh, my goodness. That's I hate that when that happens. Yep.
I got to clean the windows.
What's up?
How you doing, buddy?
Well, you know, not bad.
Beautiful day yesterday, wasn't it?
Good weekend, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Our home talent game has moved to Friday, so that opened up a little bit of
And we got rain like we needed it.
Yeah, we got more rain. Yeah, so, yeah. And you were umpiring that game, and you stopped it in the bottom of the fifth inning.
I didn't. I just thought that it wasn't fair at the time. I mean, you know, Aaron Hipsch, I believe, was on the mound. He had great control the whole night, and all of a sudden it kept raining, and I didn't think it was fair. So
couldn't keep his hand dry.
It was
raining pretty hard.
I couldn't keep him. My ball bag was soaked. So. And I was stepping in puddles.
Yeah.
And I believe Houston. What is the young man's name?
Houston Bowling.
Yeah, he was catching. He goes, look, I get to step in puddles when I catch, and it was that deep.
Yeah,
it was
kind of muddy at that point.
It was so, but anyway,
they tried hard to get it in.
They did. Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. So,
but yeah, yesterday I got a chance. Then a couple of the children visited and grandchildren, and Alea was only there for a short time, but she wanted to pack like all the fun things we do, and she stays overnight. First of all, make a slide down the basement stairs.
And you did that?
Did that.
Did you go down it too?
No, I didn't. She wanted me to, and I said, you know, Grandpa's got a little hitch in his giddy up. This will make it worse. So we didn't do that.
Did you call yourself Grandpa or Phil?
She calls me Phil.
I know.
Then she said, Phil, let's go for a bike ride. So we went out for a little bike ride, and then we got back, and they were about ready to leave. And she goes, no, Phil, make me a malt. I'm like, what? Her mother's like, all right. So I had to make malt. So we compacted like all the fun things we do into about 45 minutes.
So. You're probably sore and tired today.
Exactly.
Did you bring any malts for us?
I didn't. No, I didn't. So maybe I'll have to do that. I'll bring, because it is ice cream month now. Mm-hmm. So I'll have to bring the Hamilton Beach malt maker in and, you know, make you a malt.
Oh, you start giving away Christie's today, don't
we
you?
We do. We're giving away some ice cream later today. And
oh, my goodness.
Lady Bell's out to pasture. She's going to dry up now, I think.
Is she? So,
yeah.
Well, Sizzle's out there, too.
Yeah, is that right?
So, I don't know what he's doing out there. So, anyway, I'm trying to come up with some pictures for him.
Some what?
Some pictures for Lady Bell and Sizzle.
Some pictures?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, make shirts of Sizzle and Lady Bell.
Oh, maybe you could draw one.
Again, I'm still trying to come up with. I never drawn a stick cow before.
You never did?
No.
Huh.
Have you?
No. No. But if you did, the stick cow would look more like Cripply Dipply.
Yes.
Because she's a little thin.
A little thin, then. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have to have double sticks with Sizzle.
Maybe. So,
anyway. Today's Chet's Chuckle brought to you by Chet's.
Did you find any jokes over the
Not
weekend?
Really. Did you? I mean, the only joke that's here is you. I mean,
Hey, come on.
Hey, I was riding a
little
horse.
Respect here.
Yesterday afternoon.
You were riding a horse?
Yeah. Yeah, and he broke his leg. Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't.
I'm surprised it didn't make the news. I had to get off and shoot him. I didn't see anything wrong with it, but it scared the other people on the carousel.
Oh, Hank.
That's wrong.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
No, that's bad.
I met a woman outside the mall crying on Friday.
Did you? That's too bad.
She lost $200, so I gave her $40 from the $200 I found. When God blesses you, he blesses, and you make sure you bless others.
Oh, I'll tell you what. What a guy.
Oh. So did you find anything over the weekend, buddy?
Not really. You know, just some leftovers from the sixth grade.
You still have some left?
I think I do.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Why aren't kids allowed to see pirate movies?
I don't know.
They're all rated R.
R.
R. Yeah, thank you.
R.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about a break for a message from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such?
You know what? Do you want me to do one more?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why did the owl invite its friends over?
I don't know.
Because it wanted to have a hootenanny.
Hootenanny! Oh, that's an oldie but a goodie.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As the April showers persist into June, keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833.
Hank, you know, I was visiting with my daughter over the weekend.
Yes, yes.
I asked if I could borrow a newspaper, and she said, well, this is the 21st century. We don't waste money on newspapers. Here, use my iPad. And so I said, okay, all right. But I'll tell you what, that fly didn't know what hit him. What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you
I bet your daughter was proud. Hey, I got a new watch the other day, a Fitbit. I ran for the first time with my Fitbit on. It detected me running and asked if my life was in danger or if tacos were on sale for a buck again.
Oh, boy.
That's tough.
Those watches tell the tale, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. Sometimes you don't want them to tell. Hey, why did the computer go to therapy?
I don't know.
It had too many bites of emotional baggage.
Oh, yes.
That come off of the fifth grade comedy club right there. Little boy sitting on his step eating candy just as fast as he can unwrap it. A man passing by saw what he was doing. He said, all that candy's not good for you, and you spoil your dinner. The little boy said, I don't know about that. My grandpa lived to be 102. The man said, wow. You mean by eating candy? The little boy said, no, by minding his own business.
Oh, yes, Hank. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Need to be careful.
Yes. Yes, you do.
I was talking recently. A minister stopped by the studios here.
I wasn't here.
Yeah, no, so I just kind of confided. And I said, you know, all day I hear a voice telling me what to do. And I'm wondering if I am possessed by the devil. And he said, no, you're married.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute.
Whoa, my goodness. You're in trouble.
Hold on here.
Okay.
Make up for it.
You fill up my senses.
A little bit of John Denver.
Like night in a forest.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That should have bettered it.
Yeah. Hey, I went to a wedding on Saturday night.
I know you did.
Yeah. And a buddy of mine that I referee with for football and basketball. And you talk about feeling old.
Right.
Yeah, I probably was the oldest one there besides his dad. It's like, wow.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
I noticed that at our wedding that we went to recently, my son's wedding. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Isn't that, it's just crazy.
Yep. When they did they do the dance for the people that have been married, they start out who's been married like, you know, an hour or whatever, and then they go 5 years, 10 years. So, yeah, we were on the dance floor. I think we were third from the last.
Yeah, I didn't hit the dance floor.
No, you didn't hit the dance floor in that
I was sitting with singles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were all like 8 and 9 years old.
Oh, are they?
Yes, like,
they put you at the kids' table, yeah, did they?
Like, what are you doing here? But anyway,
at least
the bib went on good.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it was a good time.
They throw food or anything? Or
No, it was a good time.
Oh, okay.
Good meal. And I'm glad for Brandon and Lauren. Congratulations to them. Good people.
Did you catch the bouquet?
No, I ran from it.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yes, I did. I don't know who needs this, but if a bear wears socks and shoes, he still has bare feet.
No!
Doesn't he?
Yeah, I'm guessing he does. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Doc, help me sometimes. I think I'm a dog. And the doc goes, well, how long has this been going on? I said, ever since I was a puppy.
Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Was that the kicker?
Or? No.
Oh, that's not the kicker.
No, I have one and then the kicker.
Oh.
What does a shoe, or what kind of shoes do chickens wear?
Chicken shoes.
Reebok!
Not bad.
Reebok!
Yep.
We were so poor growing up, my mom used to send me next door with a button to ask them to sew a shirt on it.
Oh, hey, that's bad.
I have the kicker now.
Pretty poor down in Arkansas.
No, it's bad. It's tough.
Yeah, tough sledding.
One day, my mother was out, and my dad was in charge of me. I was maybe 2.5 years old, or my daughter was maybe 2.5 years old and just recovered from an accident. Someone had given me a little tea set, and I'm talking about my daughter. Someone's given my daughter a little tea set as a get-well gift and is one of my favorite toys. Daddy was in the living room. I was in the living room, engrossed in the evening news, when she brought me a little cup of tea, which was full of water.
Uh-huh.
Was just water.
Right.
After several cups of teas and lots of praise for her, yummy tea, my wife comes home. My dad made her wait in the living room to watch me bring a cup of tea because she was just the cutest thing. My mom waited, and sure enough, I walked down the hall, or my daughter walked down the hall with a tea for Daddy, and she watched him drink it up. Then she says, only as a mother would know, did it ever occur to you, honey, that the only place that your daughter can reach water is the toilet?
Uh-huh. Right. I kind of thought maybe that's where that was going.
Oh, well. And I puke for the next day.
Yes, Hank.
Hey, thank you very much. And it was a great morning. Be kind, Philip.
Sounds good. That's Hank Bray.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. Helping you build a better life.
WCCU Credit Union feels so right. Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online, too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
A reminder, Richland County Highway Department will be installing a large culvert for the township of Bloom on Tar Hollow. Tar Hollow will be closed from County Road D to Beatty Drive today through Wednesday. This day in history, 1963, the U.S. Post Office inaugurated its five-digit zip codes. 1970, the syndicated radio show American Top 40, hosted by Casey Kasem, made its debut. And in 1984, the first movie rated PG-13, Red Dawn, starring Patrick Swayze, debuted. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to Kirsten K. from Nick, Mom, Granny, Kylie, Jose, Olivia, and Jack. Love you. Have an awesome day. Also, greetings going out today to Shay Sims Brown from Ash Creek United Methodist Church, Eric Weagle from Willow Valley United Methodist Church, and to Derek Marchwick from Willow Valley United Methodist, Dawn Gidasek from Park Street Christian Church, and Eileen Kunai from Blue River United Methodist Church. Happy birthday from Blue River United Methodist to Cindy Harris as well. Have an awesome year, David Dombeck from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. Elsewhere, let's see what we have. R.C. Lyons today with a new month. And the calendar says happy birthday to John Michael Murray, also Hunter Gerner and Trinda Wells, Julie Huth, Debbie Wirtz, and also to Ruth Wilson and Mark Schrader, all celebrating today. Happy birthday from Beulah Wesleyan Church to Kim McPherson, to Rachel Lewis and Jesse Goplin from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Happy wishes to a great sister, Donna Imhoff of Muscatine. Have an awesome day from Sister Patty, and let's see, maybe Rich will take you out on the town on a Monday night. All right, we'll behave. Happy birthday to Trinda Wells. All the best. Hope she has an awesome day. Love from Sheila and the family. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, happy birthday Kelly Frawley, Donna Imhoff, Quinn Schultz, Susan Sturtevant, Rick Tisdale and Scott Lenz. Happy anniversary, Todd and Danielle Robb. Let's see, elsewhere, happy anniversary to Jeff and Gloria Joseph from Uncle Butch and Auntie M. Happy birthday to Deb Niemeyer from your Joy Sunday School class, and happy birthday from Park Street Christian Church. Also, happy anniversary to Glenn and Deb Niemeyer today from Park Street Christian Church.
Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Hi, this is Dakota from J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to help make events like birthdays and anniversaries more memorable. Whether you want to spend $20 or a few thousand dollars, we have the best selection of beautiful jewelry for your loved one. If you aren't looking for a new piece of jewelry, I specialize in restoring old jewelry. A great gift can be as simple as polishing her wedding ring to new or the necklace she inherited from a family member. Regardless of what you're looking for, come in and talk to me, Dakota, at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
I've always wanted three kids. I came from a family of three kids, and I started picturing having three car seats in the back of my truck.
That's Megan, Wisconsin native, working mom of two, and lifelong conservative. Megan never thought she would get an abortion until a diagnosis late in her pregnancy changed everything.
Doctors told us our baby had no chance to survive. And because of Wisconsin's abortion ban, I would be forced to carry my baby for months, knowing he would die. It felt like a bad dream. It felt like a bad dream.
To get the care she needed, Megan had to leave the state. And now if senators in Washington pass a national abortion ban, families like Megan's will have nowhere to turn.
These decisions should be made privately amongst women and their families. And government should have no say in that. No senator in Washington should support a national abortion ban.
Paid for by Free and Just. Visit freeandjust.us to learn more.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Joanne Krulatz has the news coming up, and I'll check sports next hour. How about those Brewers? Everyone talking about them today. Milwaukee's fifth Grand Slam in eight games. Bryce Durang hit one yesterday. That is crazy. The Grand Slam is a rarity, and the Brewers have been hitting them on a regular basis this last week. It is currently 56 degrees. Here's one for our special couples today. honoring him in Boscobel. And again, a special sign there on the city limit sign coming up on July 13th. Today is July the 1st, and we have some great info and some music throughout the day. Thank you for listening. Phil Nee wishing you the best.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 56 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philback family of dealerships. Partly cloudy and mild today, a high of 75. Tonight, turning cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely later, a low of 59. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and it's 56 degrees.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback Family of Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services and federal partners at the Centers for Disease Control and Food and Drug Administration are investigating reports of severe illness associated with Diamond Schmooze brand chocolate bars, cones, and gummies. These products contain a proprietary blend of mushrooms and are available for purchase online and at retailers nationwide. On June 12th, the CDC released a health advisory reporting severe illnesses associated with Diamond Schmooze brand products. As of June 25th, a total of 39 illnesses have been reported in 20 different states. To date, Wisconsin has no reported cases. Of the 39 people who became ill after eating these products, more than half were hospitalized. People who became ill from Diamond Schmooze brand edibles reported a variety of severe symptoms, including seizures, loss of consciousness, confusion, sleepiness, abnormal heart rates, high or low blood pressure, nausea, and vomiting. Retailers should not sell or distribute any of these products and should hold them until further direction is given by the FDA. People who became ill after eating these products should talk to their health care provider or seek medical care. Wisconsinites can also call the Wisconsin Poison Center at 1-800-222-1222 to report symptoms. Anyone who has purchased these items should throw them away. The investigation into these illnesses is still ongoing by the FDA. DHS and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection will continue to monitor the situation and will give updates when available. Learn more and get updates on the FDA website. AAA projects Independence Day travelers will set new records both nationwide and in Wisconsin. More than 70.9 million people around the U.S. are expected to travel 50 miles or more away from home. Nearly 1.6 million of those will be Wisconsinites. AAA's Independence Day travel forecast measures domestic trips of 50 miles or more during a 9-day period from Saturday, June 29th to Sunday, July 7th. AAA projects a record 60.6 million people will travel by car over Independence Day week. That's an additional 2.8 million travelers compared to last year. This year's number also surpasses 2019, when 55.3 million people traveled by car over July 4th week. Meanwhile, road travel in Wisconsin will set a record for the second consecutive year, with 1.4 million Wisconsinites expected to take a road trip. That's more than 73,000 more than last year. Since Memorial Day, average gas prices in Wisconsin have been as high as $3.41 and as low as $3.22. On Thursday, Wisconsin drivers paid an average price of $3.30 per gallon on gasoline. That's less than what holiday travelers paid last Independence Day, when the state average was $3.38 per gallon. AAA expects prices to remain volatile through the rest of summer travel season, including the lead up to Independence Day. INRIX, a provider of transportation data and insights, says the worst times to travel by car before and on July 4th are between 2 and 7 p.m. Drivers should hit the road in the morning, and travelers returning on Monday, July 8th, should avoid rush hour traffic in the morning and afternoon. The number of domestic air travelers is also expected to set a record. Nationally, AAA projects 5.74 million people will fly to their July 4th destinations. That's an increase of nearly 7% compared to last year and a 12% increase over 2019. AAA booking data shows domestic airfare is 2% cheaper this Independence Day week compared to last year, and the average price for a domestic round-trip ticket is $800. Airports will be packed throughout the week. AAA recommends arriving 2 hours early, reserving parking ahead of time, and traveling with carry-on luggage versus checked bags to save time and money. More than 4.6 million people are expected to travel by other modes of transportation, including buses, cruises, and trains. This category has seen an increase of 9% compared to last year, but this year's number is shy of 2019's figure of 4.79 million. Despite concerns about inflation, total travel is increasing on growth in consumer confidence, wages, and continued strength in consumer spending. Consumers are expected to increase spending by 5.5% compared to a year ago. Real GDP growth will remain modest, rising by 2.5% from last year. After falling steadily since January, consumer confidence moved up in May. Wisconsin gas prices for May averaged $3.34, 13 cents less than a year ago. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds the public to plan ahead this 4th of July weekend by making camping reservations and purchasing their 2024 annual vehicle admission stickers and state trail passes online. A Wisconsin State Park and Forest vehicle admission sticker is required on all motor vehicles stopping in most state parks, forest, and recreation areas. When a vehicle admission pass is purchased online, visitors can immediately use the email confirmation as proof of purchase by printing their receipt and placing it on their driver's side dashboard. Annual admission customers will receive a physical sticker by mail. For those looking to bike, daily and annual state trail passes can also be purchased online. Customers who purchase a trail pass online will receive an email receipt that can save as proof of purchase. The receipt can be printed and carried or downloaded to a Google or Apple digital wallet. Paper passes will not be mailed to customers for online orders. Trail passes can also be purchased in person. If purchased in person, customers will receive a paper trail pass. Americans will have to dig deeper into their wallets to enjoy an Independence Day cookout with friends and family for the fourth consecutive year. In November 2020, food inflation was running at just 3.9% annually. Fast forward to April 2024, and the latest data shows food prices have skyrocketed a whopping 25.8%. Prices for 4th of July barbecue staples are up across the board. Since November 2020, the cost of beef has risen 20%, chicken is up 25%, bread has increased 28%, and fruits and vegetables are up 21%. That means everything from burgers, hot dogs, chicken wings, fruit and veggie trays, and more will cost consumers significantly more than just 4 years ago. The price of energy is one of the primary drivers of inflation and unfortunately have caused prices to steadily increase over the past almost 4 years, leading to the fourth consecutive year Americans will be paying significantly more for an Independence Day barbecue. The strong correlation between food and energy prices is due in large part to the fact that farming and ranching are energy-intensive industries. High energy prices lead to significant increases in operating and transportation expenses for America's farmers and ranchers, leading to increased food costs for families and restaurants. Consumer Energy Alliance's 2023 Food and Energy Report found that the average American family of four paid nearly $15,656 in 2023 for food, an increase of 5.8%. That follows 2022, a year in which Americans spent more on food than ever before. Combined, that's nearly a $2,500 increase in just 2 years. As we're approaching the fireworks holiday of the 4th of July, please remember to be courteous when lighting off fireworks. Not only do pets experience stress with the loud booms, fireworks can be particularly stressful for our veterans. Many of our combat veterans have PTSD after putting their lives on the line for our freedom. Please be mindful with fireworks this summer. People are traveling again this summer, but a summer vacation doesn't have to be expensive. Elise Rochlein is a travel agent in New Richmond. She recommends hotels that serve free breakfast.
So you might spend a couple dollars more in the hotel, but you're saving that money, especially if you've got kids. Like, they always want to eat breakfast.
Packing your own food will also save money. Traveling with another family and splitting cost is another idea. If you're flying, consider booking early.
I would say book ahead if you can, because when you're doing last-minute travel, it tends to be a little bit more expensive.
Analysts say car rental prices have come down a bit since their post-pandemic spike in 2021. The Richland County Highway Department will be installing a large culvert for the township of Bloom on Tar Hollow. Tar Hollow will be closed from County Road D to Beatty Drive today through Wednesday.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Monday, July 1st. Marcia Marie Muller, 64, of Richland Center, died June 20th at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to be held in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center today from 4 until 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 3:45. Friends may also call at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Marcia Marie Muller, 64, of Richland Center. Marietta A. Gruber, age 92, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11:30. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Marietta A. Gruber, age 92. Dennis R. Dvorak, 75, of Richland Center, died Thursday at his home. No formal services will be held. A private family burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis R. Dvorak, 75, of Richland Center. Joanne Schmitz, age 94, died Friday. Funeral services will be held next Tuesday, July 9th at 11 o'clock at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the church next Tuesday, July 9th, from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Okooch Mountain Humane Society or St. Mary's Catholic Church or School. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Joanne Schmitz, age 94.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As the April showers persist into June, keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends here at
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court